After weeks of anticipation, voice calls, morning and evening novels, your constant chatting, the time has finally come. The day is finally here. Several hours ago, he got on a plane. He is coming here. I cannot believe it. Do I want this? Of course I want this. But I am absolutely terrified. This is my biggest nightmare and fondest dream rolled into one. I told him he didn't have to do this. The plane tickets could be refunded, the hotel room canceled. We would be just fine putting this off for a while longer. After all, this was a very, very expensive booty call. That's what this was, right? A booty call? I mean, I care about him, of course. He cares about me. He tells me over and over. But surely this isn't ever going to be a thing. Not something real. How would that even work? He's there and I'm here. We have separate lives. Oh, I want him in my life. Desperately. I wish I saw myself the way he sees me. He's going to see me. He's going to get off an airplane, having traveled halfway around the world, and he's going to see me. Me. Fuck. I'm waiting by baggage claim, my stomach in knots. I wore a scarf he once told me was pretty and brought out the color of my eyes. He loves my eyes. Will he love the rest of me? He won't run away screaming. He's not like that. And I'm not deformed or anything. I'm just me. Deep breath in. Breathe out. I got this. He's going to come out of those double doors and fall madly in love with me. Probably not. Maybe not. Or maybe he will? Is it too soon to tell him I've fallen desperately in love with him? I scan every face, trying to find his. I have memorized every photograph. I could pick him out of a lineup. But here and now, every face blends together. I want to hide away, cover my face with this scarf, and become invisible. Surely that would draw more attention. Wait. There. There he is. I stand up slowly, hoping my knees don't give out. That's him. That is him. It is really him. He is right in front of me, his hands on my shoulders, squeezing me in a gentle, reassuring manner. That seems fitting. Hello there. Fancy meeting you here. He's right in front of me, talking to me, in person. I feel like I could cry. I'm so happy. He's looking at me and smiling, and my heart feels like it could burst. Can I get a hug? He pulls me in, and I melt against his chest. This is where I've longed to be. His broad, firm chest is pressed against my cheek, and I just want to stay here forever, plus one more day, because forever wouldn't be long enough. He squeezes me so tightly, like he never wants to let me go either. I sniff a little, trying not to cry. Finally, I get up the nerve to look up at him, a few tears in his eyes as well, and ask a very brave, very scary question. Can I kiss you? Those words are like a starting pistol. Everything starts moving so quickly and slowly at the same time. Lips and hands, arms and legs. What begins as slow, gentle kissing in the airport has become tearing off jackets while we try and unlock the hotel room door. How did we get here? Have we always been here? Instead of an airport pillar, I'm pressed against the door of the hotel room, miraculously, safely inside with his suitcase in tow. His hands slide under my shirt to cup my breasts as I work furiously at the button on his pants. His knee is between my thighs and I rock my pussy against it with a desperate need. Does he know how long it has been since I've had sex? Do I know how long has it been since he has? Do we need a condom? Fuck. I haven't had sex in so long I forgot you even fucking need condoms. Should I have packed some? Or lube? Or toys? Suddenly, I'm feeling very unprepared for this romantic getaway, and we're barely in the door. Before I can think of which question to ask first, his fingers are inside me, stroking me, his thumb on my clit. Oh, fuck. Fuck, yes, don't stop. We're barely in the door, and I'm about to come on his fingers. I can feel how hard he is for me. He's kissing me and touching me, and the way he is looking at me, like I'm the most beautiful sight he has ever seen. This man is going to see me naked, and I don't even care. Strip me bare. I need you. I need more of this, whatever this is. It's like a powerful drug, and I need more. I've barely finished coming, clinging to him, panting, and then I'm pushing him towards the bed. He's on his back, and I'm crawling over him. I'm full of want. I'm full of need. He has awakened something in me that has been dormant for far too long. I growl in his ear and he moans in response. Mine.